Well, Kay McAvoy has made the decision. He has chosen to go with one of his favourites, surely, after winning two Everests and building a couple of houses and getting a holiday unit on the beach.
He hasn't got that, has he?
Red Zell. Kay McAvoy sticks with Red Zell. Any surprise for Brad Davidson? G'day, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I suppose there's no surprises there, considering, like you said, he's packed for a couple of houses. He's won the past two on Red Zell. He's won well first up. I made the comment on social media yesterday that if it was me, I probably would have went the other way, because I do think Big Legend's probably a better chance in the race personally. Super trial yesterday, and I always thought he was an up-and-coming star. And as I said on the program yesterday, I still just want to see Red Zell do it once more this campaign before I just, label him a genuine chance of doing the three-peat. But look, it's hard to argue with it. You've got to admire the loyalty and the fact that he sticks. And I suppose, Red Zell has the form on the board. He has the runs at the top level. He's won first up in good style. And that's the way K-Mac's gone. And you can't knock him for that as well.
And it's not like Classic Legend and the connections have picked up a nobody or an apprentice. Nash is clearly an outstanding rider and in good form, Brad.
Yeah, he's a form rider in Sydney right now, isn't he? Coming off the four winners on the weekend. Ever since he's returned, he's just gone bang, and he's been a big firmer in the Sydney Jockeys Premiership this season, and he's the jockey on everyone's lips at the moment. So, he picks up the ride there, and we look forward to that clash on Saturday week to see how Classic Legend comes back and to see whether he can take that next step. I'm pretty confident he can. I do think he's a very, very nice horse, and I think he'll be a star for years to come.
Look, I know they've got a job to do, the stewards, and they do a really, really good job of protecting the integrity of the sport.
However, you've got a however coming up here.
However, they haven't missed Cathy O'Hara, have they? A three-month suspension, and just to our listeners and our viewers, just confirming that in the for the use of the mobile phone 60-odd times in a period, they've given her 3 months, but there was nothing untowards there, Brad.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm with you, TK. I think it's a bit harsh for mine. 3 months penalty there, this time of the year in particular, right over the spring. I mean, she has, probably a potential Melbourne Cup ride on the grey line there. And, and did say yesterday, I think in the inquiry, that, it's probably her last chance to get a ride in the Melbourne Cup. And, I know she's been charged under the rule previously, and it was 65 occasions during the race meetings over the past 12 months. But as it was made aware, or the point was made in the stewards' inquiry yesterday, that there's no racing integrity issues there. Yeah. So, they had no concerns with Cathy using the phone. It's just more, just using the phone on race day for general things and nothing to do with integrity. So it does seem pretty heavy, and I think that's a lot of people across the board seem to think that, and Cathy's going to appeal that against that penalty, and I think she's got to stay at this stage. So, yeah, we'll see how it all plays out, but I think that the general thought out there is that that's probably a little bit over the top of the 3 months.
Kosciuszko slots are locked in?
Yeah, there's a few, isn't there?
Yeah.
We've got the four, I think. I'm not sure if there's been any more overnight, but I've got Noble Boys, Suncraze, Tarbet, and Victorum, the favourite for the race. So it all happened yesterday. The slot owners were announced there, and basically all the wheeling and dealing started, and we've got more than a quarter of the field already. So I see a lot of connections putting out on social media, pick me, and a few going around today. Elmo will try to press its claims there. Luna Mia did a good job to press its claims at on Monday at Scone, so bolted him on by big margin there, but plenty to play out, but there's four in there at the moment. Not bad if you own Target, because you picked up a spot there, so you're able to get your horse straight in the race. So, we'll see how the rest plays out in the coming day.
And tips today?
Yeah, a couple of roughies for me. Race four, number two, Grimoire. Look, I understand and I appreciate that Kylie is in the race, the odds-on favourite, and if she gets across, she'll be very hard to beat. But there's a little bit of speed there, so she might have to do a little bit of work early. And just really like the way Grimoire's trialling up. He's around that $14-$15 mark. He's probably going to get back in the ruck here, but he can be slow to begin. But just love the way he's been finding the line and at $14. Happy to be with him on a 1x4, 1x5 basis. They have more to place on him, but have something to win. And the absolute long shot for me, race six, number four, Great Glen. Now, he's coming off a run last time out. where he just was wide, no cover, complete forgive. The first up run in a Saturday race at Rose Hill was really good. He's got good form last preparation over these distances. Go back a year ago and his form would simply win this race. Whether he's going that well, I'm not sure. But it's a very open race. There's some right in the market that I think is a better chance than at $41 and $9 a place. Definitely happy to have a throw at the stumps there. Race 6, number 4, Great Glen.
Good on you, Brad. We're going to put those out on social media and we'll have a chat to you again tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.